Lord, how we thank you for this beautiful lady that you have brought along here today. And I know that you have spoken to her about what you want her to say. Lord, fill her now with your spirit. Fill her with the joy of your presence and give her the exact right words. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alison. Really impressed with the attention to detail that Alison, you show, but also you here as a church. And I just felt in my spirit as we were worshipping, God wanted to really honour the, thank you, wanted to really honour your attention to detail as a community. So I just want to ask, who here you would call yourself a person of detail? You think about maybe some things that to you seem obvious, but maybe to others they might not think about. Just who here would think that you are a person, you give some attention to detail? Yeah. Well, I just feel God wants to say he wants to honour you this morning. And because of your attention to detail and your faithfulness, there's a special blessing for you. And I feel that in my spirit. I think that's something really beautiful that you model. I just even saw with your boards up here, you've got a new Pioneer board up there. Attention to detail. You've got, you know, so many different expressions of what you're doing as a community. And in fact, I'm not sure the glass was coloured last time I came. So I noticed that. And again, it's just such a beautiful attention to detail. So I just feel the Lord wants to honour you. Just receive that and just know for your faithfulness, God sees, God knows, and he honours you today. So I want to share something which I feel is really prophetic for you as a church community. There'll be lots of pictures on my slide. So if you're bored of hearing my voice, just look at the pictures and ask God to speak to you. I'm a visual person, so I get inspired by things that I see. And so you'll see that this is, there's a picture here of a tent, a large tent. And I feel God wants to talk, me to talk. He wants to reveal his heart around increasing capacity, but also about going deeper as well as wider. Could we say that together? Going deeper as well as wider. I think that's really important for you as a community. And there's this beautiful scripture. In fact, Alison, you read one of my favourite scriptures in Peter passages this morning. Absolutely love it. And I feel this is a really key scripture for you. And the context is a barren woman. And this is what the Lord says. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. You see, I think that this is a prophetic moment that the Lord has for us. And there's a prophetic moment, I believe, that you are in. And this passage was spoken to a people emerging from exile. They were moving from loss to restoration. So the context is the Babylonian exile. Jerusalem is viewed as a woman living in her tent. So again, I want you to remember that picture of the tent because it's really important. God's message is prepare now for the increase you cannot yet see. So we're not just expanding, we are being prepared. So this isn't hype. We're not about just growing our building or our activities for the sake of it. But there is a spirit-led enlargement that I believe that the Lord has for you. And there's nothing wrong with large. And I love this picture here. It's a picture that shows hospitality. And it's important that there are learning conversations. Actually, this is taken from a documentary of somebody called Martin Dooland. And some of the pictures are whereby there are learning conversations between different people. He travelled around the world. And so there are learning conversations between the different generations and the different cultures. I kind of feel that's a really lovely picture for you as a church. You are beautifully mixed. And there's something very godly and beautiful about that. So I just believe God wants to encourage you in that. Now, here we have a picture of all the sorts of items you'd need to, well, some of them, depending on where you're going, but items that you would need for a journey. But you see, God chose a tent, not a monument. He didn't use the image of a palatial palace. He used a tent. Now, why do you think that is? Well, I believe it's because it speaks about mobility. It speaks about a dependence on God. Years ago, when we were looking to run a 24/7 week of prayer in our community, across all of the churches, across our borough, we don't have the luxury of a building. So we had to think outside of the box. So we actually got a caravan and brought a caravan into the borough and parked it on one of the car park spaces of one of the churches. And then we moved the caravan and it went to another church premises. I think we went to an Anglican church, we moved to a Catholic church, and then we moved to a Methodist church. We had to think differently outside of the box. And, you know, people were really impacted that actually we had to think outside of the box. I think that mobility speaks of that dependence on God, of being adaptable, a sense of pilgrimage, and a sense of presence over permanence. So I do love this, all these sorts of items that you need to pack up when you're going away. And again, I just think that it's a reminder that whatever structures we have, we're not serving the structures, are we? They are here to serve the purposes of God, the next phase, what God is doing today and tomorrow. And God's people have always been on the move. But the danger is not, if you like, not having structures. The danger is when our structures stop serving mission. Now, I believe God wants to commend you because you're not a church community that is just focused on your structures. You're a church community whereby you've given attention to the detail, you fuel it with the engine room of prayer, and you say, Lord, come, come and move amongst us. We pray for the youth of the area that they would be impacted. Like, we are hearing stories all over this nation. So I feel Father wants to honour you because you're not in danger of serving the structures. He wants to encourage you in that thinking outside of the box, of the mobility, of packing up and seeing what it is God wants you to use whilst on the move. Because I believe what God is saying to you is enlarge the place of your tents, which is what it says in the Isaiah passage. And you've got here this amazing tree. It's huge. But the tree itself would need to have really deep roots. Otherwise, the branches could cause the tree to topple over. So depth is really key. I believe God wants to say to you, make room for what he is going to send. Because it's not just about growth, it's about the internal preparation. And I believe God wants to encourage you to enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge means think bigger than the current capacity. I love the fact you've got spaces and plans for outside, and whether it's porta cabins and other places, you're not confined to the space. You had a vision when you saw this space. So it's something that God has gifted you with. So I feel he wants to say at this time, what is the bigger increase he wants to bring to you? So enlarge means think bigger than your current capacity. Expect more than the current reality. Prepare before arrival. You know what it's like? You don't just wait for guests before sort of building a place for the guests to come into. You build the place and then the guests come into that. You prepare in faith. And for you today, I believe that God wants to encourage you as you prepare for new generations, for new leaders emerging, younger voices arriving. I was really encouraged to hear, just as I was about to speak, how many younger people I think are involved in your recent vision and values. And it's like, well, that's really interesting. I'd written this before I knew. that actually there are younger voices arriving, there's diverse cultures belonging, there are new apostolic frontiers God has for you. We enlarge before we see the increase, and this is where I want to take us in terms of inside. Now, where I live in West London, so I live in Ealing, which is the other side of London. My journey was really super quick this morning because I just drove around the M25. I'm not particularly a fast driver. I kind of pootle along. I'm quite happy to pootle along. And it was actually quite a quick journey. But where I'm from, myself and my husband, Richard, and our two children who've now grown up, one's married, we have a little granddaughter who's nearly a year old, and she's absolutely delightful. Do you know what? She is so cute. I've never known a baby who wakes up clapping. And I kid you not, I have got endless videos of her waking up just clapping. And then she's been taught to say, yay, yay, yay. She literally wakes up clapping, going, yay, yay, yay. It's like, I'm ready for the day. I just absolutely love it. A lot of fun. So, you know, it's been a real joy growing up in our family home, and our daughter's got married. She's local. Our son is 25. He won't be with us forever, I hope, for him and for us. We love living together, so there's no issue. It's just when you grow up, you want to have your own space, and we understand that. But we are looking at moving from our home that we've been in for over 22 years. There is so much stuff we've acquired because we've had people live with us. We've got other people's stuff. We just are looking at downsizing into a smaller home. But what's really interesting is that we feel that our capacity is going to increase. So actually, sometimes increasing in capacity isn't just about the size. I always used to say when we did our building work years ago, when we had other friends' little kids for tea, and we did the washing up in the bath, and we just did, you know, tea on a camping cooker. Some of my friends could not understand how we were entertaining. But I said repeatedly, hospitality is not the size or the shape of your home. It's your heart. It's your heart's response. And so at this time, my husband and I feel actually reducing how much time we have to upkeep on a property, we want to reduce it because it's going to mean that we're going to be more nimble, more able to travel more easily, pack up shop and go. So I just use that as a picture. It's not just sometimes about the size, it's about what is the increase that the Lord has that he wants to bring. Because sometimes we need to become smaller in order to increase in capacity. And sometimes God does a pruning for us to be more fruitful. But I want to read this, the same scripture from Isaiah in the Message version. Just close your eyes and listen to this. It says this in the Message. Make your tents large, spread out, think big, and use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. Okay, you can open your eyes. Sometimes I just like to focus on the words. What do these verses mean? Well, they mean enlarge, grow, build, spread out, think big. Unity Church, Orpington, I believe that this is God's word for you at this time. Don't underestimate the amount of time you're going to need as you spread out your home. But the keys are to strengthen, to lengthen, to stretch, and to drive deep. Make strong. Don't hold back. Build, build, build. You see, what's important is stretching the tent curtains wide. Expansion actually requires a little bit of discomfort. Enlarge the place of your tent, it says in the NIV. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Stretching creates tension. And sometimes growth can feel a bit like pressure, sometimes a bit unfamiliar, maybe a little bit of loss of control when our capacity is stretched. But stretching is not a problem. Stretching is a sign. So if you feel you're feeling stretched, It's not a negative. It's a sign that God is preparing you, because we can't go wider unless we're being stretched. But can I say, going wide alone is dangerous. We want to go deep. It says in Acts 9:31, then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord. And this picture, this word curtain seems a bit inadequate here. It says in the English Standard Version, let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. So just the English word curtain just doesn't seem to kind of picture enough. But the tents or tabernacles had curtains, which basically were stretched out in order to allow more people in. I think one of you prayed it this morning. And I just felt like, yeah, that is a prophetic picture. I want to ask you this question. When was the last time you felt you were personally being enlarged? What about the church? What were the sensations? You know what it's like when you buy a piece of new furniture. You've got to get rid of something else unless you cram your home full of more. What needs to go in order to create space? What happens internally before that expansion takes place? How do I get bigger? How do I get bigger in the spirit? And these are just some things I feel God wants to encourage you with as you stretch out your curtains wide. But also to lengthen the cords. I love this picture here of women relationally investing into one another. Extending reach and connection, cords holding the tent together. To me, lengthening the cord speaks of extending relational networks, strengthening partnerships, and I do believe building global collaboration, deepening trust. It takes time, doesn't it, to build trust and to deepen trust. It's really essential. So this isn't about being independent, it's about interdependence. And again, I love the fact that you have been journeying to find your sense of home around which network should we be part of. You've desired to be part of a network. You've been part of a network, but you desire to be part of a network at this time that felt kind of at home for you. And there's something really precious. You're not independent on your own. There's an interdependence. You're strengthening relationships and collaboration. Some of the work I do in Australia. And you know what? We hit COVID. That's when I took on the role, at the beginning of 2020. And I remember before I took on the role, I wrote a document as to what I felt could happen to strengthen our relationships. Now, at that time, I put in the document, I think we could have a Zoom call every fortnight. And do you know what? The leaders at the time said, oh, no, that's way too much. I said, OK, well, maybe we could try once a month. Oh, no, I think that's far too much. When COVID happens, everyone, obviously, we know went online. We had no other option. So I just opened up Zoom and said, I'm going to be here every fortnight. Anyone who wants to come and pray for Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania in the region, just come and join me. I'm going to be there at this time. And do you know what? Every fortnight, leaders started to gather and continue, and we haven't stopped since. It's been over 5 years. And I can tell you now, the depth of relationship, because we've journeyed through stuff with each other. We've prayed for each other. There's been a prophetic flow that we've cultivated. People have come on and said, you know, there's this happening in my church. There's this happening in my family. We've gone deeper. So let us be prepared. I'm not saying go on Zoom every fortnight. But whatever it is for you, what's going to lengthen the cords and the collaboration? Because I believe that God wants to encourage us for those tent pegs to go deep as we work together. Strengthening the stakes. Depth must match expansion. The larger the tent, the deeper the tent pegs must go. Now, I'm not a camper. I have gone camping. It's not my favourite pastime, I have to say. I'd much rather the comfort of a cottage or a caravan or whatever, Airbnb. But, you know, we do camp. I don't know if anyone's going to wildfires this year. No, we've had loads of people who camp, who stay off-site and then kind of ship in for the period of time. But loads of people will camp, and it's a lot of fun. But I do understand that unless the tent pegs go deep, I remember this in Girl Guides, you know, the tent pegs would just disappear off with a bit of wind and you're not going to survive. There's something about going deep. Without deeper stakes, expansion collapses. Pressure destabilizes and growth fractures community. So it's really important the stakes are high. I believe they represent spiritual deepening, a spiritual depth, character formation, theological grounding, prayer, and healthy leadership where there's unity and trust. So if we go wider, we've got to go deeper. Otherwise, we won't sustain what God sends. Amen? You still with me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming to the end. So, do not hold back. I hope you like my pictures. I love pictures. Do not hold back. Now, the Hebrew word carries the same sense. Do not restrain, do not limit, do not live cautiously. I guess this speaks to faith over fear, a generosity over scarcity, a courage over preservation. As Corinthians 9 reminds us, whoever sows generously will reap generously. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly too. I believe that you're in a season of not holding back. And there's a season of faithful investment. And you are a church community whereby you have been and you are faithfully investing. There is depth here. And that is just so precious. I won't read some of the other scriptures, which is around the 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. But it is all about the generosity of God, the kindness of God, as we give ourselves. Investing time, periods of time with one another. And can I say, if your capacity is reduced, it's okay. So now, some of you will know that recently my sister passed away just a few weeks, well, literally just about 4 weeks ago. It was very sudden, and amazingly, I was in the country, I was in West London, and I could go and be with her at hospital, and literally 11 hours later, she died. It was a complete and utter shock. But amazingly, myself and my husband could be with her, and pray with her and sing over her. It was an extraordinary moment. My other sister only died 2.5 years ago. Similarly, I was with her and, you know, at the end. But I know, and you know what it's like when you go through grief and loss? It's like I know my capacity is reduced. I get to a certain point, it's like I just feel exhausted now. And I just need to be wise. I just share that because, I mean, I was, you know, I would love to have enjoyed a lunch today with some of your leaders, but I just knew I'd just be exhausted, so I probably wouldn't be great company. It's okay to recognise when your capacity's decreased. There's nothing wrong with that. What's important is that we articulate, we share that, we say that, so that we're not isolated nor alone. And of course, it gives a great opportunity for the body of Christ, our brothers and sisters, to pray for us. It's okay. But at the same time, I believe that God is increasing my capacity for the nations. So it's like, well, Lord, I've got to tie into what this scripture says. Go deep as well as wide. When our capacity feels less, that's where we just need to dig in more to God, to community, and just recognise that it's okay, because there are seasons. Sometimes it's important we don't just carry on as normal. That's when we could be in danger of burnout. Yeah? It's important we say, do you know what? I'm afraid I'm at capacity at the moment. I'm not saying that's an excuse for being flaky, but we do need to be honest and say, I'm just at capacity at the moment. It might be frustrating. I get quite frustrated when I can't do the things that I know I would normally be able to do, but that's okay. So I want to encourage you, and I guess the reason I share that is that I've often talked about having itchy feet. Now, not physically itchy feet in a sense that I want to get moving. Sometimes there are times and seasons where I feel within our church community, I might be feeling a bit frustrated or a bit like there's something that I feel there's something more, but I feel my capacity is less, but I believe that there's more that God wants to bring. Sometimes there's a God-givenness to the itchy feet we might be feeling. It's okay. Communicate, talk about it, because it just could be that there are things that the Lord is birthing in your heart that is essential for this community. Amen? So, making room requires clearing space. Before enlargement comes clearing. I've talked a little bit about that personally. Sometimes that means letting go of old methods, letting go of familiar structures. You know, sometimes there's pruning for faithfulness. I'm not a great gardener, but I do know that when you prune, it allows greater growth to come. Pruning as well sometimes is painful when things, you know, we cut back. But actually sometimes it's in order that there could be greater fruitfulness. Sometimes we just need to simplify to sustain growth. At the moment, the work I'm doing with the international is that I've organised an online listening tour. And so I'm talking to key leaders around different nations. I've crafted the same questions, and it's really interesting to kind of track what some of the themes are. And part of this process is I know that there'll be probably 3, 4, or 5 quick decisions we can make together, which is going to, in my words, reduce drag. Drag is when things that can slow us down. And there might be some really simple things, because the international work has grown very quickly, but actually there is some things that just need looking at for the next season. And unless we give attention to those, we might grow wide, but we're not going to grow as deep as we need to sustain the growth. So I feel really passionately about this. Sometimes we just need to simplify. And there are certainly some things in the international work which need to be simplified. So clearing space. I love this picture here. The church as a spacious home. So Isaiah echoes this vision in Isaiah 49:20. This place is too small for us. The same idea occurs in Isaiah 54. It also occurs in Isaiah 49:19-20. I will actually read it. In fact, close your eyes again, because again, just listen to these words. Though you were ruined and made desolate and your land laid waste, now you will be too small for your people, and those who devoured you will be far away. The children born during your bereavement, yet will say in your hearing, this place is too small for us. Give us more space to live in. Amen. Right, open your eyes. The church is compared to this picture. So the kingdom of God is not shrinking. It's making room. You're making room for new generations and gifts where the poor are being resourced. Pioneers and pastors are being released. Prophets and builders. So a bigger tent doesn't dilute the identity, it reveals the wideness of God. And so I do believe the picture of a tent being movable is really important. It might sometimes feel uncertain, but it's part of God's calling. Sometimes being in one place and then sometimes in another might actually feel outwardly or inwardly maybe a sense of weakness, but actually the Lord is wanting to enlarge us into being a spacious home. Amen? Just a couple more slides. So what kind of enlargement do we want? I love that, just loads of whole range of tents there. We're not growing just for visibility. We're not just expanding for influence, but a deeper sense of the presence of God, stronger communities, transformed cities and nations, healthy leaders, sustainable mission, and unity across nations. You see, the Lord wants here a secure tent. It says in Isaiah 33, verse 20, God's vision is not a fragile expansion. It's a secure dwelling. It's not easily shaken, nor uprooted by the storms. Who here has been woken up this week by the crazy storms we've had? It's been crazy, isn't it? Two nights this week I've been woken up with the lightning and thunder, you know. But we're not uprooted. There's something about being anchored in God's presence. So mobility doesn't mean instability. We are a movable tent, but we're anchored in the unshakable kingdom. And it says this here, a peaceful abode, a tent that will not be moved, its stakes will never be pulled up, nor any of its ropes broken. Amen? So God wants you to continue being a secure home. And as the expansion takes place, as you go deep as well as wide, it will secure what the Lord wants to bring to you. Because he says over you, you bring stability, you bring security, you bring peace. You are not to be pulled up or plucked out nor broken. So for you, a tent, a home that cannot easily be moved. It doesn't wander, it's not torn apart, it doesn't fold. So what is our response as I conclude this part of the morning? I believe that the Lord wants our hearts to be enlarged. Amen? Could we say together, Lord, enlarge my heart. Lord, enlarge my heart. What does the Lord want to do in our hearts for each of us? When was the last time God enlarged you? You see, it can feel vulnerable when that expansion happens. There can be that faith stretch which can feel a bit shaky maybe at times. Maybe giving up control can be challenging to new learn ways. But enlargement always precedes fruitfulness. And God is calling you, I believe, to enlarge the tent, to build greater capacity, to stretch wider, and to go deep, 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 deeper. Strengthen the stakes, church, and make room for what he is sending, because he's doing the same thing in us. And can I say, the tent is not the goal, God's presence is. Amen. The presence of the Lord. There is still room. So I would love to pray for our hearts to be increased. Almost that not necessarily anointing would increase, but our hearts would increase. And when was the last time we prayed, God, would you expand my borders? Would you expand my reach? Would you enable me to go deeper? And I believe there's an invitation the Lord has for each of us. Where is he calling you to be stretched? What expansion does he want to take place? Amen? So I'm going to pray, if that's okay, and hand back to Alison. And if you would welcome this invitation, I'm a tactile person. I often find putting my hands up, hands out, hand on my heart, whatever it is, helps me physically to respond to what the Lord has said. And I just invite you to close your eyes as I pray. And if you would like the Lord to enlarge your heart, enlarge the heart of the church, to stretch out wide and to go deeper, maybe just put your hand on your heart, stretch out your hand to God to receive from him. And as I pray, I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to come and to release what only the Holy Spirit can release. So Father, we thank you that you're here and you love us and you know us. You love this church. Thank you for Unity Church Orpington. Thank you for how it has proven itself to be diligent and faithful in the small things, in the bigger things, in the growing things. Thank you for the attention to detail and the love within this community and the desire to stretch out, to go wider, to go deeper. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come to us now. Would you come to us both personally and come to us as a whole community? Would you release your Holy Spirit in power to enlarge us, to do in us whatever needs to be done in order that capacity could be increased and that your name would be known wider and deeper by those around us. Would you come, Holy Spirit, and enlarge us and enlarge this church? Whatever it takes, we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Enlarge our hearts. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you.